Thanks for listening to Schlereth & Evans On Demand, presented by Bathfitter. Hey guys, if you drop the ball when it comes to your bath or shower remodel, Bathfitter doesn't just fit your bath, they fit your budget and schedule. Bathfitter will install a tub or shower in just one day. Bathfitter's price guarantee is a slam dunk. Bathfitter, it just fits.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth & Evans.
Also good. So good. I literally forgot about this again.
How?
Every week I forget.
How?
I don't know, but every time I hear it, it makes me happy.
So it's like a pleasant surprise every time?
Yeah, every time.
Oh, well, that's actually good then.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is where your forgetfulness is good.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're a simple man, you know?
Yeah.
Even the mayor is simpleton. Things are good.
Simple man, simple desires, simple requests, mm-hmm. Like turn it up. And with that, we are off and rolling on a Friday morning. Oh, thank God it's Friday. Thank God it's Friday.
Yeah. How was, by the way, I know you went up to Blackhawk.
Had a blast.
Yeah.
Went up with a couple of buddies. Went up to the Lodge Casino, the Superbook book up there, and had a blast.
Good job.
And man, Mark, is it just me? Is it just me Friday where we give you a chance to get those hot sports takes off your chest? Can be about anything or everything.
Uh-huh.
All we ask is that you give us good opinions with a healthy amount of humor and snark.
Yes.
Heavy on the snark.
Uh-huh.
Love the snark.
Yeah, sure. Why wouldn't you?
But is it just me? March Madness never fails to deliver.
Oh,
right off the bat.
Yes. Upsets.
Furman. The wild finish. Furman beating Virginia. The Paladins. You know what a Paladin is, by the way?
Oh, yeah. I played Furman in college. They beat us. They knocked us out when we were number one in the nation. South Carolina. Greenville, South Carolina. Furman. The Paladins.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know what a Paladin is?
Oh, it's a warrior.
It's a holy warrior.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's right down by the Bible Belt.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Paladin. So, you had that, and then the big one, Princeton. I say.
I know. How about that? And you know what? Because my son went to Arizona, I always take Arizona deep. Like, I'm like, yeah, let's go. How about that?
Should know better.
I should.
Never trust the Pac-12.
Right? They're soft.
Yep.
Can't do it.
Soft in football. But hey, Deion's going to change that.
Well,
we coming.
See what I'm saying?
Although, will they be in the Pac-12? Or will they be in the Big 12?
Oh, you think they may?
Well, there's been talk about that.
Move. Ooh, scandalous.
I'm all for that. Sign me up.
But where'd they come? Where were they? Weren't they?
Big 12.
They were in the Big 12. Mm-hmm. Then they went to the Pac-12. Now they're going to go back to the Big 12?
College football, baby. Big time college football.
Yeah. Big time college. You haven't been able to say that here since the 90s.
Right?
Big time college.
Chad Brown.
Since Chad Brown.
Chad Brown.
But yeah, it was yesterday. Yeah, yesterday was great. It was fantastic. Just gorging on basketball all day long. Even last night, I was getting tired, but I'm like, I got to see the end of Houston. Houston was getting all they could handle.
Mm-hmm.
From Northern Kentucky.
I'm going to go ahead and take a look at, holy Moses, Mike Evans.
What?
You're pretty far down on the list.
Oh, on the pick'em?
Yeah.
The Denver 5K bracket challenge?
Yep.
Yeah. It's early. As long as you don't lose anybody. Like, if you had Arizona in the Final Four.
You're in trouble.
That stinks.
It's over.
That stinks.
Yeah.
That stinks.
I may have done that, but I don't remember who I picked.
I know you don't. You really don't, do you?
No, I don't.
So, another day of March Madness coming up. Can't wait. Grab a bag of peas. Lay on the couch. Put them on your yarbles. Yeah, you know, even if you didn't get a vasectomy. What's wrong with just sitting on the couch with a bag of peas on your yarbles?
It's good for them.
Bow chicka bow wow.
Right?
Yeah. Anytime you put cold stuff on warm stuff, it's good.
Speaking of warm,
uh-huh.
How about the Avalanche?
Oh, I know.
Another win last night.
And you know, here's the thing. We have this perception out there that the Avalanche are struggling, right?
Mm-hmm.
That it's just been a grind.
Yeah.
Check this out. In their last 27 games, the Avalanche are 19-5-3.
Yeah.
Only Carolina has a better record since January 14th. So over the last 2 months, the Avalanche have been the second best team in hockey and the best team in the West.
So you just went back 2 months. Why not the last 31 games? You just wanted to go back 2 months?
I'm reading what's in front of me.
Well, is there a method to your madness?
I'm reading what's in front of me.
Okay.
I think Brendan McNicholas, who's the outstanding PR guy for the Avs, and yeah.
Oh, so yeah.
So I'm reading, 19-5-3.
Oh, yeah.
They're 3-0 on this road trip. They've won four straight. They're 11-3-1 in their last 15.
Mm-hmm. When it comes from a PR guy, you always wonder, like when I read the PR stuff that the team send me that I'm doing, I always kind of go, okay, what's the agenda here? Because there's something.
I mean, what's the agenda?
Oh,
to get out information. And if it's good information, why not?
Sometimes the information you get out, but
these are factual. This is facts.
I understand that they're facts, but sometimes it is slanted in a way that's favorable to the team. So they will leave out. They'll be like, "Hey, in the last three games, you know,
right?
Yeah,
I get that there's a certain amount of cherry picking, but
yeah."
Still, 27 games is a pretty healthy amount of...
That's a pretty good sample size.
Correct.
Yeah, that's a pretty good sample size. I'll give you that.
How about this?
Okay.
No problems with load management for the Avs or taking NBA nights off for the Avs. How about this? They just swept the back-to-back in Toronto and Ottawa. They've swept five of their last seven sets of back-to-backs.
That's impressive. And they did it with a backup goaltender last night. Who, by the way, on the doorstep with 4 seconds left last night.
Clutch.
Whoa, that was clutchy. That was clutchiness. What a great save.
Yeah, when it comes to back-to-backs, don't whine about the Avalanche being screwed. The Avs are 13-5-2 in back-to-back games this season. They've gone 6-3-1 in the first game, 7-2-1 in the second of back-to-backs. Moral of the story?
More back-to-backs?
Why do you think I've been telling you all year, don't worry about the Avs?
Yeah.
They'll be fine. You know what this regular season is? It's a chore. It's a chore just like when you were a kid and you were forced to clean up your room. A chore.
What was the worst chore that you were made to do?
Oh. Good question. I hated raking leaves.
Oh.
Hated because it would be one of those things. It was just, you know, we had so many trees, so many leaves.
Mm-hmm.
My parents were very meticulous about cleaning up all the leaves. And we had woods on our property. We just dumped the leaves out in the woods. But it was one of those things where I knew when that weekend came up, it was going to be a full weekend of family leaf raking.
So you didn't, but you guys didn't, back then you didn't have blowers, so you just couldn't blow them into the woods.
No, we would use, you take a sheet, big bed sheet, spread it all out, and then you rake the leaves onto it, and then you grab all four corners, cinch it together, Santa Claus style, throw it over your back, and then go walk into the woods and drop it and then walk back.
Would your parents wash your sheets after you were done with that, or would they just put them right back on your bed?
Yeah, I went full Orlovsky and just kept sleeping in them.
Kept sleeping in the sheets. That's good, though. That is good. I like that.
How about you? Do you have one?
I did so much outside work, like landscaping stuff.
I didn't mind the outside. The inside stuff I hated to do.
Yeah.
Clean your room.
Get outside.
Vacuuming.
Yeah. But every Saturday I'd spend 12 hours out in the yard with my dad.
Sure.
Just working. You remember the first thing you purchased with your own money?
first thing I purchased with my own money.
Like the money you earned. Like now you
like
the GoFundMe page.
Yeah.
Back then we just worked.
Right.
Right. You didn't GoFundMe. You actually went out and baled hay or did something and got money for it. It was work.
You mean like other than like going out with your buddies or taking a girl on a date or something? Just something that you bought for yourself?
I wanted a bicycle. It was a BMX bicycle by Schwinn. Schwinn Scrambler. It was $147.99. And I worked for $1 an hour for my dad. And I was like backbreaking labor, like digging post holes for the horse barn and the fence and all this stuff.
Victor.
And I ended up purchasing that.
That must have been a... That's a great memory.
Yeah.
That's great because bought it yourself. That's awesome.
Yeah. Silver and black.
Nice.
Schwinn Scrambler. It was like the little Oakland Raider bike.
Yeah, we are off and rolling. It's an Is It Just Me Friday. The best of the Is It Just Me's, including can we ease off the panic button when it comes to the Nuggets? That's next.
When the day is done, the game is over, and you need a break from all the stress, relax in your tub or shower from Bathfitter. Bathfitter will fit your budget with a price match guarantee. No money down, no payments for up to 5 years. Get the ball rolling. Visit Bathfitter.com today.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Wait. I love our listeners because we happen to mention like the chores that we hated doing the most as kids.
Right.
They're flowing in.
Oh, yeah.
From people. Picking weeds. Somebody says, hate picking up weeds. I love picking up weeds.
You do?
Yeah. I don't know. I just find it kind of therapeutic. I just sit down on a bucket, pick weeds. It's easy. Mindless work. Mm-hmm. Let your mind wander or don't think about anything at all. No, I don't mind picking weeds. Okay. Picking up dog poop. Worst choice ever. Worst chore ever. Again, no. I don't mind that.
No?
No, a certain sense of satisfaction when you walk out of that backyard and you see what the damage your dog has done, and then when it's all cleaned up, you look back on that yard, you're like, oh, good work.
Yeah, I don't mind any of that stuff either.
No.
No.
I'm in a royal debate with a guy about when it comes to carting off your leaves, do you use a tarp or a sheet?
Tarp now, but back in
but the tarp is a little stiff, a little heavier.
Yeah.
It's not as easy to be able to cinch all four corners together in one hand and throw it over your shoulder, and the sheet's much easier.
I would think a fitted sheet would be really easy.
No, it's all
gathered?
Nah, not as much as you think. I've tried that before. Yeah. Not as much as you
still
think.
Do the sheet?
I still do. Well, my yard now is not, we don't have hardly any trees, so there's no raking involved. But my old house, there was a lot.
Yeah.
And I'd use the sheet. Loved it. Anywho.
I have a vacuum. So I rake them all into piles and then I vacuum them up. And it's a mulcher, you know, it just sucks them up and mulches them. And then I just put them in a trash bag.
Do you feel better about the Nuggets after last night's must win?
No, I still feel... Do I feel better? No. It's Detroit. I mean, they just... It's like what Kansas City does to us. Right? We're like the dead half-dead mouse on the porch, and Kansas City just kind of plays that it is the cat that plays with us until it decides to just pounce on us and squeeze the life out of us. That's what the Nuggets say. They just played with it. Look at this little mouse. Isn't it cute? And just patting around.
So they get no credit for the win because we know it would have been disastrous if they had lost.
If they had lost, it would have been disastrous. But, yeah, I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your souls.
So you get no benefit from the win. You just avoid the absolute meltdown that would have occurred around here if they lost.
That is correct.
Move on to the next one.
We move on to the next one. Well, they got four left, four on the road left before they come home to Milwaukee and the Sixers, I believe.
Yes, that would be the Philadelphia Sixers with leading MVP candidate Joel Embiid, if you please. Can you believe that?
it's flipped that quickly?
Yes.
You can.
People couldn't wait. People couldn't wait. Listen, man, the Joker is against it when it comes to the MVP because the MVP voters do not want to vote for him three times in a row without an NBA championship. They, because it's never happened. They do not want to vote. They do not want to vote for them. So any sliver of hope, any little crack in the door that's open, they're going to slither through it.
And so all it took was the Nuggets to lose four in a row while Philly's winning six in a row to just completely
flip it.
Just like that. In the middle of a brutally long, get this thing over with, 82-game schedule, basically a four-game stretch for both guys, flips it like that.
Yes.
That's stupid. That is ridiculous.
Yep. It is. But that's exactly where it is. And you know what?
Nuggets have a better record than Philadelphia. Nuggets are a higher seed than Philadelphia.
All the attention. Well, then, to be fair, the Nuggets were a sixth seed last year when the Joker won it.
I don't care about last year.
I know. But that's to be fair. So the voters have already said, well, it doesn't matter where you're seated come playoff time. I'm telling you, man, they have been waiting for a slip.
Do we blame all of this on Kendrick Perkins?
Absolutely.
Did he change the as much as what he said was dumb and he looks like an idiot, a racist idiot, he won it for Joel Embiid. If Embiid wins it, he owes Kendrick Perkins a debt of gratitude. That's what you're saying.
Correct. You drew so much attention to it that everybody started, like, literally, it was a foregone conclusion. Then what happened? Everybody starts paying attention. And then all of a sudden, the Nuggets go into a slump, and this is what you get. Now, I mean, it can swing back the other way in the last, 12 games left right now, I think? 12? So, could it swing back? Yeah. But
Nikola Jokic has played in 62 games. How many do you think Embiid's played in?
I'm going to take a stab, 62. I'm going to say 55.
He's played in seven less games than Jokic. Seven.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. You're right, though. I hate to admit it. You're right. They just do not want anybody but Jokic. ABJ. Anybody but Jokic. Damn. All right. Morning Brew, coming up next. Reaction from both the Avs and Nuggets locker rooms following their wins. And if you didn't hear it, the finish, the best finish, the wildest finish on day one of March Madness. Coming up next.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
It looked like the Avalanche were going to cruise on the second night of a back-to-back in Ottawa. But the Sens came fighting back, and it was up to Jonas Johansson to save the Avs bacon.
To the line, Giroud inside. Back to Stutzla. At the top corner, couldn't hit it. Patterson saves. Giroud. One-timer, big rebound. Oh, Johansson denies the break it. And somehow that puck stays out.
Why'd you do that to me?
Do what?
You said save their bacon.
Oh, now you didn't even hear the highlight.
I'm just thinking about Sam's number three on Monday. I'll be out of Sam's number three for 15th and Curtis for Breakfast Club.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bacon.
Delicious.
Dude, who invented bacon? It's the Lord. The Lord invented bacon.
Exactly.
It's the perfect food.
It is the perfect food. Good time to promote. Yes, we will be doing the Schlereth and Evans Breakfast Club at Sam's number three downtown, 15th and Curtis, Monday morning. So come on out.
There will be bacon.
And join us. There'll be plenty of bacon. Free breakfast burritos.
Yes.
You get to watch me spread my meal out over an hour?
Yeah, exactly. If you like to watch people savor every single bite, come watch Mike. If you like to see a man eat, come watch me.
The Avalanche, 19-5-3 in their last 27 games. Only Carolina has a better record in the entire NHL over the last 2 months.
Boy, they were sharp. They were fast in that second night of a back-to-back.
Yep.
They're passing tape to tape. They some absolute bullets. You know, slappies and one-timers and
no excuses with this group.
No.
Not going to hear them
whine,
complain. Oh, the scheduling. Oh,
right.
You know
how hard it is to play a back-to-back.
Nope. That's why they are the defending champs.
Why they don't play in the NBA.
And they have close to within 2 points of Minnesota for second place.
Ooh.
And they have one bird in the bush.
Uh-huh.
They're only 3 points behind Dallas for first place in the division, and they have two birds in the bush.
Huge.
So, you know what? Again, it wouldn't shock me if after this up and down, bumpy ride of a season, when it's all said and done, the Avalanche are sitting there with...
Could they even have the best record in the West?
They could. Unlikely. I would think that might be unlucky. But they could still end up being the second overall seed in the West with home ice in the first couple of rounds.
By the way, you know when you know you've had an effect on people in this town? When you can say bird in the bush and nobody on the text line, no the hockey guy doesn't get on the text line and go, it's not a bird in the bush. It's games in hand, you idiot. You know, when they just accepted the fact that we've changed the term.
We've changed the narrative.
Yeah.
Huge.
And they're okay with it.
And they are okay with it.
I appreciate it. Hockey guy,
hey.
Welcome.
Hey, welcome in.
I see you,
seeing me.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Yeah.
Next on the Morning Brew, Michael Malone. Kind of quieting the howling critics surrounding him and his basketball team with a win last night in Detroit.
Yeah, you could tell, man. I thought that starting group to start the game, they did come out with a very physical, aggressive mindset. I thought they were really trying to play the right way and not being reactive, but being proactive with the physicality and aggression. I'll give Detroit credit. Obviously, those guys, they have not been winning games, but they've been playing very hard with the guys they have available. So we knew this wasn't just going to be, all right, they're going to roll over and we're coming in there for an easy win.
Nugget starters, all five in double figures. Jokic, 30. Caldwell Pope, 20. Murray played. We thought he might get a night off after looking so gimpy in Toronto the other night, but he played 39 minutes.
Yeah, what does it tell you? You know what it tells you?
That he just had a bad game the other night?
Well, that and they're not concerned with his knee.
No.
They're not.
No,
they're obviously not concerned. So, that's good. That's good for the Nuggets. Like, hey, you got to play through this. So you got a little bit of a, you know, you're a little gimpy or whatever, but you just got to play through it.
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway from last night's win. Yeah, I agree with you. It's not the win, and you know, people who were ridiculously saying that, oh, Michael Malone could be coaching for his job over the next four games. I think the biggest development last night was Jamal Murray played 39 minutes.
Yeah, that is
39 minutes, 19 points, 6 rebounds, 10 assists.
How many did Brown hit a 3-pointer late in that game? How many minutes did he play?
26.
He did play 26. Dude, they're working that kid into the rotation.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No?
Christian Brown, I'm sorry. Christian we have Brown, Bruce yeah. Brown.
No.
Christian Brown played 20 minutes?
20 minutes.
Oh, he's solidifying himself. Totally supplanted Reggie Jackson.
Yeah. They are grooming that kid to be one of the guys off the bench.
I like him.
Yeah. Bring some defensive energy, knock down a few shots. Should be Braun, though, right?
Well, that's
like Chad Braun.
That's how it's spelled.
Yeah.
Next on the morning.
An executive order just to change the name to Braun. Braun.
Chad Braun.
Yeah, I like that.
Christian Braun. Next on the Morning Brew, madness.
March Madness, nothing better.
The Cavaliers are playing with four guards, and the four guards out there, along with Cedric, are their best free throw shooters.
Clark in a straight jacket. He threw it away. King, Patrice,
Durant. Akui Bonham.
Did we just see what we think we just saw? Wow.
Akui Bonham.
When that play happened, when the guy for Virginia, deep in his own backcourt, in the corner, they had a timeout left.
What's going on?
Just hold on to the ball. They've got to foul you. Instead, he just throws it up for grabs. And Virginia loses.
Hey.
How do you live that down?
It's like the Chris Webber.
Right. Calling a timeout
when he didn't have a timeout.
Wow.
It becomes an iconic moment.
It does become an iconic moment.
You live in infamy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when that happened live, everyone, I was at the lodge at the Superbook in Blackhawk, everyone was just going crazy. Just like, it was literally what Harlan just said. I can't believe I saw that.
Yeah.
What did I just see there?
Yeah.
Great. March Madness never, ever fails to deliver. And we had a wild finish right away early on, one of the early games that just said, okay, it's back. March Madness is back, and we are here for it. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. It's an Is It Just Me Friday. Some good ones rolling in. Plenty of snark from you great 6 a.m. listeners. Get to them next.
You're listening to Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Here we go. This is Just Me Friday. We get loose a little bit, have some fun, get those hot sports takes off your chest, things that you've listened to, read, watched, whatever, picked up over the course of the week, and you just want to get it out there before the weekend hits. You were mentioning how even hockey fans has accepted the fact that,
yes,
we no longer talk about games in hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's birds in the bush.
Sure.
Texter said, is it just me or you guys are like Rowdy Roddy Piper?
Mm-hmm.
Just when hockey guy thinks he has the answers, you change the questions.
Great call, Texter. It's a great call. Only a 6 a.m. Texter would come up with that observation.
Could, right? Exactly?
Yeah. You're on it. 6 a.m., you've been up for hours.
Every day.
Little victory. Beat the sun up. No big deal.
Willie and Aurora, is it just me, or how soon you two forget that Jared Bednar just a few weeks ago was complaining about the back-to-back his team had to play? And if you remember, Willie and Aurora, at that time, I was critical of Bedsy, and I thought that was out of character for Bedsy, that he would resort to complaining about something like that. I thought it was a bad look for Bednar that I just excused away as a momentary loss of sanity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I gave him a mulligan for it, and we move on. Because clearly his team didn't buy into it. The team has been lights out in back-to-backs this year.
He can complain about it publicly, but behind closed doors, what he's telling his team. See, you can use that as, hey, man, scheduling did us no favors. They did this to us, you know what, because we're the Stanley Cup champions. We're the world champs. And they try to make it harder on us. That's all right. They don't like it, but you know what we're going to do? We're going to go out here and dispense justice. So Bedsy probably used it. That was like a Jedi mind trick. It's kind of my last segment. Just Jedi mind tricking all the way through it.
Another one, is it just me, 6 a.m. listeners, other superior listeners? No, it's not just you.
No. Mm-mm.
I always love it when some of the other shows, they try to say, ha, our 4 o'clock listeners are much better than Mark and Mike's 6 a.m. listeners.
That's not. Psst. That's not. Psst. Right.
Stop it.
You know what? Your 4 p.m. listeners are still at work. Our 6 a.m. listeners have been done for 3 hours. They're on to their second job.
That's right. That's right.
Boom.
Is it just me? If I were the Joker, I wouldn't accept the MVP because they didn't want him to win it anyways.
No, you would accept it. Tell you what, this can be a little bit of a rallying cry.
But but is there part of you as a Nuggets fan that if I was to tell you right now,
mm-hmm.
that Jokic is going to win the MVP, but the Nuggets are not going to win the NBA championship.
Good. I'm glad you went there.
Would you almost root then for Jokic not to win the MVP so he does not go down as a possible asterisk in NBA history? The only three straight MVP winner without a title.
I'm telling you this. I think the noise of MVP, the noise of the Nuggets, all that noise, hey, let the Lakers get into the 8th seed, they're going to sweep the Nuggets anyway, blah, blah, all that noise. Jamal Murray's got to hit the three-point record. All that stuff that was, I think, that bothered them a little bit. Like, they didn't react to it very well. That's all right. I guarantee you, Joker would give up an MVP without even thinking about it to win a world championship. So he would, that whole team. This is a good focus. This is a good rallying cry. Focus, man. It's not about winning MVPs. It's not about winning, you know, three-point contests. It's not any of that. This is about, we're in the number one seed. This is about sweeping through the Western Conference and getting yourself to an NBA Finals. That's what this whole season's about. Forget about MVPs. Good, give it to Embiid. I don't care. I got two. What do I care? It's not what you know what? When you started this, we always used to say this all the time when I was playing for the Broncos, was it wasn't about going undefeated. Never was. The goal was to win our division and secure home field advantage throughout the playoffs. And ultimately to win a championship, world champion. And we knew that if you win your division and you secure home field throughout the playoffs, winning a world championship just becomes a whole lot easier.
Okay, can I call BS on that?
Yeah, you can call whatever you want.
So you started 13-0. I'm sorry, I don't buy that. You guys were talking about going undefeated. You don't get to 13-0 in a 16-game season and not be discussing the idea of, hey, should we go for it? Would that be cool? Do we want that?
Never. That conversation never came up.
Never came up.
Never should we go for it. When you're, hey, man, it is so hard to win in the league on a week-to-week basis, especially when you've got everybody gunning for you. We never one time said.
You were 13-0, dude.
Should we go for it? Were we trying to win every game? Damn right we were.
But the subject of being undefeated never really came up?
It's never, from the start, it was, as a matter of fact, it came up in this. That was never our goal. Our goal wasn't to go undefeated. Nobody said at the beginning of the year, we're so good, our goal is to go undefeated.
No, I get that, but as the season progresses, and now you look up and you find yourself 10-0, 11-0, 12-0, 13-0.
Right.
You're not starting to talk about that?
I don't ever remember anybody talking about we could go undefeated. Hey, man, if it would have happened, it would have been great. But, ultimately, I'd much rather lose a game like we lost a game after going 13-0 than to be the New England Patriots and go undefeated. Go, hey, 18-1 is not what you're looking for.
Correct.
Losing that last one.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, when you still think about the undefeated season, you don't think about the undefeated regular season of the New England Patriots. It's the Miami Dolphins from 72. That's it.
And nobody thinks about your second team as, you know, they were once 13-0? No, right. All they remember is
world championship.
World champions, again.
The first championship I won, we were 11-0. Same talk, same stuff. Literally got beat at home by a Dallas Cowboys team where we knocked out Troy Aikman, the starting quarterback. And Steve Berline beat us. I think it was 24-21.
Steve Berline.
Former Bronco.
Bronco, yep.
So, it just isn't, it was never one of those things that we ever, everybody else talks about it, but it's never one of those things that it never comes out as a goal. The goal was not, hey, man, let's get the first seed in the playoffs and let's win the MVP for Jokic. That was never Jokic. What did I say, Jokic? Jokic. So that was never the goal. The goal is let's win the Western Conference and let's get ourselves to the NBA Finals.
Good as it just means, this first hour, expect nothing less from the 6 a.m. listeners. Here's one to finish it off. Is it just me when Mark says, I rake up my leaves? We all know the lawn service takes care of all of Mark's leaves.
Ooh. That is, you know what that is? It's just hurtful.
Is that hurtful?
That's just
hurtful. It doesn't even make you mad. It just hurts you.
It's just is. It's because the 6 a.m. listeners know better than that. I would expect that. Are you an 8 a.m. listener up early? I'd expect that from the 8 a.m. listeners who, you know, their mom came and shook them awake. I would expect that from you guys.
Go out and get a job.
Yeah.
Stop lollygagging.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that makes them?
Lollygaggers.
Coming up, we got 4 down territory. Keep those is just me's coming in. And yesterday was a kind of a monumental day when it comes to former Bronco quarterbacks. We'll explain next.
When your team is in hot water and you need a break from the play-by-play, Bathfitter can install your tub or shower in just one day. And just like a coach, Bathfitter is in your corner offering a watertight, seamless wall. A design consultant will take accurate measurements of your tub or shower and recommend the products that fit your budget. Bathfitter has special financing available with no money down and no interest for up to 5 years. Now that's a game changer. Visit Bathfitter.com to book your in-home consultation. Bathfitter, it just fits.